We're recording.
Good afternoon. I now call the Open Government Committee meeting open. Today's date is Wednesday, March 27th, and the time is 5:45. I would like to go around the room and have everyone introduce themselves.
My name is Joseph Rogan, Ethics Commissioner.
Carla Miller, Ethics Director.
Kirby Eberdorfer, Deputy Director, Ethics Office.
Good evening, Cherry Pollack, Office of General Counsel.
George Barbosa, Ethics Office.
Dixon, Community Member.
Latanya Lipscomb-Smith, Ethics Commission.
Darcy Downer, Committee Member.
Andrea.
Andrea Myers, Ethics Office.
Say goodbye, everyone out there.
Thank you. The first item to discuss will be our minutes approval. Our last meeting was held on February 7th, 2019, and everyone has received a copy of the minutes that was sent out. Is there any comment on the minutes? Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I'm going to accept the minutes from the last meeting.
The minutes as it stands have been approved.
Did you vote? I don't think I heard a vote.
I apologize. Before I approve, let's vote on the minutes of February 7th to be approved. Everyone who approves, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone who disapproves? The ayes have it.
Thank you.
The next agenda item is old business. We will continue discussion for the It's Our Government Online Citizens course. Prior to the meeting, we had a wonderful discussion from the public on this, and I would like to continue the discussion. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make that meeting, so I would like a little brief recap on what we have learned thus far.
Sure, I'd be happy to give that. Andrea, could you do a recap on the citizen representatives that we had here at the meeting?
Yeah, we had a representative from Leadership Jacksonville, from the Women's Caucus, the Democratic Party.
Can you use your mic just to make sure we get all this?
Yeah. Start
is it turned on?
There you go.
Yeah, so a representative for League of Women Voters, the Women's Caucus for the Democrats, the representative from Young Democrats, the League of Women Voters, and the Republican Party, Dual County.
And so since this was our first organizational meeting with these groups, and in fact they were all the original groups that put this course together 10 years ago, they had lots of good input on our current course that we have, and as I suspected, they weren't thrilled with all of the content, that a lot of it was just sort of irrelevant and too philosophical, and it didn't really hit the needs of the citizens. And so we have some good ideas as to topics like consolidation and unitary elections and things that they've been hearing about in actual elections, the confusion that people have. And then we talked about having the objectives stated right in the beginning, like if you take this course, you will learn the following things as a citizen, which is really good. And then I think also if we don't get people inspired on why they need to take it and the state of our government at this time with people like trust in government being at the lowest it's been in our history, if we can't inspire them on why it's important to protect our form of government, then I don't think they're going to do the course. So the inspirational part will have to be done. We didn't really get into all the different topics, and maybe we can discuss that next. But I thought that the input was good, and the wrap-up, just for the record that we're taping this meeting, the wrap-up would be that these representatives, we wouldn't be necessarily asking the groups to draft the course, but we would be sending out products that we put together for them to look over and evaluate and say, yeah, we like this, we don't like this, this is too detailed, you know, and get feedback from the groups. So hopefully they'll hang in there with us on this project and it'll expand. I do count on the League of Women Voters more than the other groups because we have so many former educators in that group that can really help draft some of, and they did the last time, they took the lead on that. So they have a meeting next Wednesday that I'll attend. I'll make an announcement that we need some volunteers to help draft. But I think that that's going to be a really good source for us. So that's a recap of our discussion with the groups that came. I'm really pleased we had such good participation, and I'd like to thank Andrea for gathering up the troops and getting everybody here.
One question that I had was regarding the technology part.
Mm-hmm.
Who would we rely on to get that done? Would it be the Ethics Commission or?
You mean the writing of the actual course would be, you know, I think first we have to agree upon what topics we want in the first course.
Mm-hmm.
Then we allocate all the different topics to different people. Like, it could be the Ethics Commission. I'll write the ethics section. we could have the League take on certain parts. We could have, one of the first things, I forgot to mention this in the summary, that Meg Foltz from Leadership Jacksonville suggested that we get in touch with the Duval County School Board and the educators that are working on civics courses. They live to teach these materials and they've got a lot of resources. So how can we take what they're doing and adapt it to the specific information we want to cover, which is local government? So I think that they'll give us some ideas along those lines. But then once the course is written, the technology of it will be, we'll put it up online. It'll be the IT department of the city of Jacksonville that will put it up online.
So the homework that we had, if I could delve right into it, the materials that were provided to us to review from a few years ago, the one entitled Become a More Effective Advocate on Local Issues, how was this material used?
Which one is that, Kirby?
This
then?
Is the one that
Warrior
we
Summary
that
oh,
she did
Warrior
for the
Summary.
CPAC, I think.
Okay. Become, oh yeah, this is Council Member Lori Boyers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sorry, what was your question about?
How was the material, how was this used? And what I mean by that is, as I was reading it, I was getting her first person account, and I was visualizing her speaking to a video, like this being a quick 1-2 minute snippet of an introduction to the rest of the courses that you gave us.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was visualizing as I was reading her material. So I was curious as to how this was used with the online course.
It was not. This Become a More Effective Advocate is from Council Member Boyer, and what happened was she'd find people that wanted to have something change in city government, but they were just running into walls and they didn't know how to do anything. And so this was from a council member's perspective on how do you approach a council person, how do you get things to happen. And I think that's a very valid viewpoint. We never used it in connection with the course. So I believe the council member just had like copies of this in her desk, and if someone came and needed the information, she'd hand it to them.
Okay.
Yeah, so it wasn't incorporated into the course, but I think that this might be, this is good, this is specific. This is like, okay, now you understand that we've got consolidated government and you've registered to vote. The basics are here.
Mm-hmm.
Module number 2, you got an issue and you want to advocate for it. Here, you know, we could, this is like a separate, more specific one that I don't think we'd cover in the initial.
Okay.
It, was
I
my
agree.
Thought?
After the discussion from the citizens' representatives, I felt that this would be its own separate module, and that, yes, they would already have had the basics of the preliminary courses of ethics or consolidation.
Right.
What do others think?
What was the other one? Was the Lori's is also the zoning permitting?
Yeah, land use, yes.
Zoning and land use. And those are really specific topics, but I'll tell you, if your neighborhood is subject to one of these things and it's life and death for the property values, you wanna have this information. I just think it's pretty technical. Actually, what we could do is we could ask the council member. She hasn't copyrighted these, they're public records. If we can give her credit for drafting them, and we can have them as a resource, and in the initial course we can say, like in a bibliography, if you have a land use and zoning issue, click here and download the written information. Until we develop the module, we should at least incorporate them into what we're doing. If someone's dying to know about land use and zoning, and how to look up a bill or monitor legislation, I think we should just have those as a resource. Tell them that it's there. It'd be nice to work out a little course with videos and make it really good.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, at least we should give her work more of an audience, because she did a good job on these.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
I wonder if there's a way that we can incorporate just a little section where if a citizen wanted information on a particular subject, could they write in or call in or somehow make a comment, I'd like to see more information on whatever?
Yeah, I think that's good. I think that's, I'll write that down. We'll incorporate that in. Like, are there any other topics that you want education on, and we let them click on it, sends an email to our office so that we can incorporate it in.
Like a short survey at the end or something. Yep. Or if people have to, you know, I don't know how this is going to work, but if you have to give your email address or any information when you take the course, it can email you a survey afterward.
Yeah, a survey, and what we do with the training with the city council people is they also get a certificate. And so when they finish the course and they certify that they've completed it, we can shoot out like a little certificate for them. That's an easy enough thing to do. And then an invitation to one of the city council meetings.
I was thinking about the city council thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you could potentially have one or two or more people showing up at every city council meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I envision the annual or the every 6 month recognition for all of, if it's 10 or 100 people, as opposed to every city council meeting, you have one or two people and try to provide the refreshments for one or two people.
Yeah, I think that's probably better. I think it has to be more frequent than once a year, but every meeting.
Every quarter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure that city council will do, you know, if we want a quarterly or twice a year or whatever. Yeah, every single council meeting will be a little bit hard to organize.
And I think that is more of a marketing tool in my eyes, because you have more people, it's a big deal, it's televised or however they're doing it now, and it's just drawing more attention to what's happening.
Yeah.
In that big group there.
Yeah, if there's only one or two, it doesn't. Yeah.
Have the
same. Yeah, good. Yeah. Were you able to read the original course, It's Our Government? What did you guys think? Don't be too disparaging. We worked hard on it.
You can tell someone worked very hard on this. It's just out of date. I mean, a lot of the statistics are from like 2008, and you know, just things need to be definitely updated.
Well, I took, I made a list of the different topics we covered, and I think what would be helpful is if we decided what topics we want to have be in the first module, you know. So the ones mentioned by the citizen groups were the objectives in the beginning and aspiration, we have some aspirational aspects of the course already. Then we had, the aspirational we had were the intro where we had democratic system of government. And so I think putting in like a paragraph or two, you know, with some good quotes just on why we're doing the course to begin with. I mean, we can't go right into the details without having a big picture little introduction. The introduction here isn't too bad. Now, health of the political system, troubling indicators. That's a little depressing. We could update the figures, but I think they've gotten worse. What if we take the last election, like what percent of people actually bothered to vote? What's the trust in the government as compared to 8 years ago? It's worse. So I don't know if the statistics and rubbing people's noses in the fact that trust is really low is a helpful thing to put in the course. What do you think?
I would like to see something in the introduction along the lines of empowerment. Because there are so many people who, as you said, do not trust the system. They think everything is rigged, and this is why they don't want to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel if you could come right out of the box and say the word empowerment, and mm-hmm. after this course, this is what you will be equipped to do, I think that would at least get someone to thinking, well, maybe I can make a difference.
Okay.
Can I speak to that, Madam Chair?
Yes.
I think that's exactly right. I mean, when I just went through this first part, this is super informative and actually reminds me of some of the things you go over in Global Jacks. But if the goal here is to educate people is to provide an introduction to Duval County government, we don't need to give them statistics about, trust in government or turnout in the elections. I think it was better to go the positive direction and say, you can do it, rather than nobody thinks they can do it.
Maybe we can find an example. I'm sure there's one in City Hall that we can find of someone coming in here who really cared about an issue and was able to mobilize support and actually make something happen. And to talk about, they didn't have any background, but they really cared about the issue and they mobilized people and got something changed. Cherry, we can look through all of the legal information, see if there's anybody that's done that in City Hall. I'm sure we can find some good examples,
Is that incorporate some testimonials?
Yeah, I thought it was impossible. It seemed really complicated, but then I did X, Y, and Z, and I won. There are things like that, so that's like the empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
You, too, will be able to do what Barbara did, So, okay, that's good. That's a good beginning. And I say scratch the statistics on how low trust is. Okay. Things are bad. We wanted you to know. What about critical thinking? Now, there's a lot of courses at the national level on how to teach people how to do exercises and critical thinking, and I believe in the civics courses they do that. I don't know if we want to get into teaching people to be critical thinkers in the first module. What do you think?
I think it's more advanced.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Okay. And then the next one is Florida cities. I forget who said it in our group about who cares about the other cities. Let's just talk about Jacksonville.
Well, I think if we could just do a quick breakdown of the state and then the county, city, however you want to put it, just so that people can see the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And, list, I guess, their House of Representatives and whatever, and then just a quick little breakdown just so they
overview.
See it.
Okay.
But it doesn't need to be a whole one-page dissertation, but I think we should do that, and then we should go into local government.
Okay.
Right. I wouldn't want to skip Florida statewide either.
Okay. The overview, and then say, here's the overview. I'm surprised at how many cities, 411 municipalities, and then to segue into Florida, Jacksonville's the largest, and we are the only one that's consolidated city-county.
Mm-hmm.
The only one in the state, which makes us really unique. Okay, so
and
short.
That right there would be enough.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so short in Florida cities. Then we go City of Jacksonville. Okay, that's sort of consolidation. We're keeping that in, talking about the city a little bit, consolidation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ethics and anti-corruption. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, there's lots of nice, interesting things here that nobody really... I mean, that could be like a whole separate module, really, if people are interested in that. But I think the main thing there that came from the citizen group is how to complain and who do you complain to? How do you complain, like with ethics, with inspector general complaints? I'll try to think with all of this how to condense it. But I think they need to know about our ethics program. Most citizens don't know that we have an ethics commission or an ethics program or an inspector general program. They got to know what we've got existing, and why would they ever use those offices? Why would they ever call us and try to really put that into plain English?
Could I give a suggestion there, Madam Chair?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think maybe if you just called this section oversight,
mm-hmm.
and then if you gave a brief, I mean, and by brief, I mean two or three sentences
mm-hmm.
about all the different oversight organizations that exist, the IG,
mm-hmm.
ECHO, the Ethics Commission, the TRUE Commission has its own purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the CAO provides some, so that the council auditor provides some
mm-hmm.
oversight. And so, you know, those different organizations. And you could cover that in a page.
Yep.
But that's really your goal, just to make people read this and think,
mm-hmm.
there are people looking at this kind of stuff.
Right. And if you have a complaint, here's a number.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
With the goal being that the reader would be able to, within two or three sentences, know that's who I need to call for that or that's who I need to call for that. You know, not necessarily the history of when they were set up or how they were created, but
yeah.
You know, this person has oversight over this, primarily does this. This person has oversight over this, primarily does this.
And I think... probably worthy of a sentence in there that Jacksonville is the only city in Florida that has created these offices without a citizen referendum, that our city council actually put them in unanimously without citizens having to come in after a corrupt activity and put them in, which is how most down in South Florida started up, which is sort of interesting that we had the foresight to put them in ahead of time in one sentence.
That was a long sentence.
Yeah, it was a long sentence. Okay, we can edit. We can edit after. Okay, and then the next part we have in the original course is the city website navigation. And that we got the most positive comments on the course on this part. Now, none of it works anymore because all the links are outdated. But we had them... we had them go to the calendar of the city because they can click on the calendar and they can see everything that's going on in the city.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little hard to find if you... I wanted like a huge calendar on the front page that was obvious to everybody, but now it's like you try to find it. Like it's not easy. But then they can figure out like for that day what's going on. And then we had them go and figure out who their council members were. And then we had them weave through and find a bill. So they liked being able to navigate through, and if you have a complaint, here's where you go for ethics, and here's the Inspector General's website. So they actually got used to weaving through the website, and then they the feedback I got on that at the time was people enjoy doing that.
Did anyone make comments about pictures and
You mean with the website?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were actually clicking on the links and going to all the pictures and stuff on the website.
Okay.
So it was sort of like a real life experience weaving through.
Mm-hmm.
That is a little bit time intensive to weave through and get all the correct links and everything like that. And the city is prone to changing them. So we'd have to review it every year to make sure that all the links were still working. We'll take a look at that and maybe... What we don't have here, what I is like we had them do these four things on the city website. I know the calendar was one, how to find your council member was one, and how to look up a bill. There might be one or two others in here. And then we had them go to Duval Elections and register to vote. They hadn't registered to vote, so that was the last thing that they did. So that's basically what we did in the last course. You know, so now we know what we need to tighten up on, what we need to expand, and I'll do a new outline for everybody on that. Are there any other topics that you think would be useful for them to have in here?
For getting started, no, I think this is sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
I'm concerned about overloading at the very beginning.
Yep.
Them and ask them again what were all of the issues that they were frustrated by during the election, because they mentioned, they sort of hinted that there were things that they saw repeatedly that citizens did not understand. Then I would like to have a more comprehensive list, even if we didn't tackle it all at the beginning, just to know from their perspective what are the things that people are really struggling with the most.
Yeah, would you send out an email tomorrow morning just as a follow-up to the meeting and just say, in the most recent elections, what were the most confusing issues or things that people really didn't quite understand that you wished they had understood before the election? And ask everybody to give it a little bit more thought and send us something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And actually, it caught my attention because Alex and Daniel were both like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, and they're, you know, represent the two different parties, and they're both emphatic.
Yeah. Right. Okay, good. Well, I think the unitary elections was, people don't understand that. So, yeah, we'll definitely cover that in the first course.
Well, I think also he was alluding to people don't understand how city government affects their day-to-day lives. That was one of the things
mm-hmm.
they kept saying was, how does this impact your daily life, which I think got to be right up there with, like, you're empowered, you know who your city council person is, but what do they actually vote on that will make a difference that will affect you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can I address that, Madam Chair?
Yes.
What occurred to me from that similar conversation was how we can try to get people to understand where they can go to find information.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think from talking to a couple of council members recently, I think there are people who get frustrated and they send, you know, generalized complaints to a council member or a group of council members or, you know, to the ethics office when there is somebody in the city who can address this concern and they just don't know who it is. And I don't know what the answer to that is, whether it's telling people about 630 City or,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you can call and talk to an individual, they may be able to point you in the right direction. So it's, you know, we see a lot from people of varying degrees of seriousness on the spectrum, right? But
mm-hmm.
people who voice these generalized concerns about things and send them to 50 or 60 people, when if you really had a serious concern about that, you could go to an individual who would investigate it, right? If you have a serious concern about procurement fraud, call the IG's office, they can help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have a question about who needs to approve your pavers in the, you know, in that are going to replace your driveway, well, how do we point that person back to the planning department? And so it's, if we're talking about sort of how the city works, it's such a maze of different executive and legislative organizations and independent organizations. It's just, and I don't know what the answer to that is, but maybe there's some way we could address sort of how you can go about finding the answer when you have a problem.
Well, that is the purpose of 630 City. So if we explain that function of 630 City, they're supposed to hunt down the right person and then get back to you. And you can go online and report something like, I have a following problem, who do I go to? And they log that in and they follow it down and they find the right person for you. So if we explain that 630 City function, it would be good. And it just occurred to me, 630 City keeps statistics on the thousands of calls that they get in. And so they can tell us that people call in and they're most concerned about potholes, or they're most concerned about a tree branch that fell on the road, or what are people calling in and complaining about? And that ties into, in the beginning, when we say, why should you know about city government? Have you ever had a pothole on your street? Have you had a tree, the garbage isn't being picked up? Or like what? And we can actually have things that are the top areas of interest for citizens. And we'll get that from 630 City. I'll call. They have reports on that. So we'll grab them with the things that people really are complaining about.
I have something related to that.
Mm-hmm.
So the city is in the process of updating its system for taking in all of those citizen complaints and tracking them, and they're developing a very interactive mobile app to do that, where people can literally take a picture of the pothole, and it has a GPS attached to it, and it's going to list all this information. And if you provide your identifying information in email, you can track your own status of your tickets and a whole bunch of other stuff. So it occurred to me, I don't know that it's possible, we could potentially ask to have the initial module as part of that app. That could be, you know, part of the, like a pull-out menu on the app or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's a really, really cool app that they're developing. And it's tying into a whole bunch of other things. It'll give them a map of their neighborhood, who their city council person is, who their school board representative is, who their state and local legislators are. It's mm-hmm. it's going to be filled with a lot of information, just pulling from different that are on different platforms now in the city. They're all going to be interactive, and it's all going to be in one place.
Is there an expectation of when that'll be done later this year, or is there any word on that?
I will go back and look. I believe it was maybe next year. Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, it was in the initial stages
when we saw the initial rollout of it, where they're trying to get information for how it's utilized by departments as well.
So, Carla, what would you need from us moving forward with these initial modules?
Well, I mean, if we want to do it fast, the first thing is to just list all the ones that we've decided upon and then divide them up so that one person isn't doing all of them. And I can get some volunteers from, from the League of Women Voters, maybe someone that's really good at editing and that can help us put it together. But I think... it depends on whether your committee wants to actually take one of them and write it up, you know, with what the information we've got, or how we want to assign it mm-hmm. to people to get it done.
Okay.
The website's going to be the website art. Again.
What'd you say?
Yeah, I mean, how about if we get you a list of everything that was discussed today, like here's our 10 topics, and then we'll put, like, proposed people next to it, and I'll recruit at the League of Women Voters. You know, the ethics one, I'll take the ethics and the resources for reporting problems. You know, we'll just get some ideas of who can write these different parts. So we've got the guts of it sort of in here already. So we'll carry on and see how quickly we can get it together. I will tell you that our main project right now for April and May is all the training materials for the new city council people coming in. We're doing a training the first week of June. And so those people have got to be trained. And it's almost like we can maybe... start working on some of these, but before we like focus everybody in the office on trying to get this out, we've got to get the training materials for city council first. Mm-hmm. Once we do that, we'll breathe a sigh of relief, and then we can kind of focus on what do we do for citizens now. And then again, we'll have some volunteers, I think, with the league that will help us with it.
Sounds like a plan. Is there any further discussion on this topic? Do we have any new business to discuss? Seeing none. Public comments? Any
We talked about the local government and how it works. And the other one is about the election, period. Voters. What do I need to know as a voter? When do I vote? What does it mean? What is closed primary versus open primary? The voting process needs to be explained. So I think that's the two gaps in the training.
Okay.
Very good, thank you.
Okay.
Is there any other public comment? Does anyone have any further discussion?
We'll get it done. It'll be done this year. I'm enthusiastic about it.
2019, yes. Off to a good start. Do we have any other announcements?
I think that last meeting that we had, Andrea gave you all the statistics of the training going on because you wanted to be aware of all the training going on in the city. And so we've taken all of the newly elected officials who've been certified, and I've been meeting with them individually to bring them up to speed on the ethics laws that now apply to them since they're certified. They're not in office yet, but they still are subject to ethics laws. And so we've been training those people and coming up with the major training that we're going to be conducting the first week of June. So just as an informational thing for the committee.
Okay. And with that in mind, Carla, would you like to postpone and schedule our next meeting?
I would say in the next 2 months we're going to be totally focused in on this. If the chair comes up with other issues, I mean, I think that the committee voted on this course being the main project for the year.
Mm-hmm.
So unless something drastic happens, you're not going to be adding major things, I would think. And we will, in the next 2 months, do everything we can to kind of get this itemized and to get the school board pulled in and 630 City. And I think maybe after the training the first week in June, maybe the second week of June,
mm-hmm.
then we can circle back and say, here's what we have found and put together, so we can keep moving it little by little. It'll just be a little hard in the next 2 months to focus on this project for our staff. But that doesn't mean that we can't work with 630 City and the school board and some of the other resources here and get them thinking about it. Even the supervisor of elections, I think, would like to write the elections piece
mm-hmm.
for this. So we'll get that all going in the hopper. But I think to then report back to you on here's all the stuff, maybe we're looking at mid-June is my gut feeling on it.
Thank you so much. With nothing else, I call this meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
So I've been emailing...